Thank you very much. Well, first of all, I would like to express my gratitude to the organizers for inviting me to participate in this beautiful conference. I would like also to give my congratulations to Bruce, to whom I had the opportunity to meet 20 years ago in Ottawa. I thought at the very first moment I met him that he was one of those persons that you immediately recognize as a friend. Well, a motivation for this I'm going to put. Yes, you can. Thank you. A motivation for our work can be found in the following. Well, sorry, this is the title. This is the Circle of Non-Degenerate Algebra. This talk is based on our work jointly written with my collaborator Cristina Draper, Esther Garcia and Miguel Gomez. Well, a motivation for this work can be found in the following comment of Georgia Benton. I hope that Georgia remembers this comment. It is hoped that inner ideal will play a role analogous to Jordan's inner ideal in the development of Artinian theory for Lie algebra. Let me now state the principle one should take into account in order to develop a so-called theory for Lie algebra. I borrow from Kevin McCrimmon the way of expressing such principle. How the long line to give me the copyright. Well, this is the principle to define the circle of Lie algebra. The first is avoid dealing with degenerate things. My student, well, now a student, Maribel, deal with degenerate things, but I am very old to deal with degenerate. I prefer with non-degenerate things. Moral to any non-degenerate Lie algebra, which is nearly Artinian, that means, for instance, an Artinian Lie algebra that is satisfied the descending chain condition on all principal, on all inner ideal, of course, any finite dimensional Lie algebra. A localized finite split simple Lie algebra over a field of characteristic zero. This algebra has been studied and classified recently by Neff and Stuhn. A classical Banach Lie algebra of compare operator on a complex Hilbert space. This is the algebra studied by De La Hare, of course, infinite dimensional. A finitary central simple Lie algebra over a field of characteristic zero. This Lie algebra has been studied by Baranov, also recently. Or a Lie algebra having a non-trivial free gradient whose associated Jordan pair agreed with the circle, the Jordan circle. All these algebra should coincide or at least have a large circle. The third principle is Lang's associativity and Jordan precedent, and therefore define the circle in terms of minimal inner ideal. You have somebody saying you have the main result about the circle theory for associative algebra, the structure of the circle. Here I must remark that this a direct sum of simple ideal, each of which is a simple associative algebra that coincides with the circle, and we must classify this simple by using pair of dual vector spaces and taking the finite rank continuous linear operator relative to this. Even if we have an involution, then the dual pair come from a cell dual vector space taking a Hermitian or alternate form or non-degenerate Hermitian. Of course, there is a similar theory for Jordan algebra due to Michel Racine at Oxford, and with some classification, and even for Jordan pair, but they have no time to. But it's important to say here that even in the associative case, you can express the so-called by using the subjacent Jordan extraction, that is considered the symmetric product, and replacing a minimal inner idea, minimal left or right idea, by minimal inner idea. Thank you. Well, so I must recall the definition of inner ideal. This is a Georgian Benkert definition. Well, it's a submodulo. Well, first I must know that we are going to deal with Lie algebra over a ring of scalar field such that 2 and 3 are invertible. Sometimes even 5 will be required to be invertible, and even for the last theorem, 7 invertible. And well, I remember that non-degenerate, that means that the square of the joint element x equals 0 implies the x equals 0. Here we have the definition of inner ideal and the important theorem by classifying in the case of a non-degenerate Lie algebra minimal inner ideal. There are two kinds of minimal inner ideal: those that are abelian, and those that are true ideals, not just inner, true ideal, and does not contain a simple Lie algebra, does not contain any non-trivial or any non-proper inner ideal. For example, if you consider the Lie algebra associated to a simple Artinian algebra by taking the derivative algebra by dividing by the intersection with the centro, you obtain a simple non-degenerate Lie algebra by the usual Hermite theorem. And every proper, you assume that this Lie algebra is not a division algebra. You recall that this Lie algebra can be expressed by matrices over a division ring by considering matrix with m greater than 1. Then you obtain that every proper inner ideal is abelian. This is a Benkert result. Well, in the case that R is a division algebra, you obtain a minimal inner ideal of the second type. Another interesting example of the second type is that defined by take an isotropic quadratic form on a vector space of dimension greater than 4 over a field, and then consider the orthogonal Lie algebra, finitary orthogonal Lie algebra. If we take X of finite dimension, you obtain the usual orthogonal algebra, then this Lie algebra does not contain proper inner ideal, so it's a minimal inner ideal of the second type. Well, in order to prove an analogous result of the circle, you can imagine how we are going to define the circle, but in order to prove the main result, we need this first proposition. Consider a non-degenerate Lie algebra, then any minimal inner ideal generates an ideal which is simple as Lie algebra. Of course, we must focus attention, or we must restrict our attention in the case that this minimal inner ideal is abelian, because otherwise this is the simple ideal. Well, in order to state the second and the main result of the work, I recall set annotation, giving an element a nilpotent element of index of nilpotent 3, we denote by this CA the corresponding automorphism obtained by taking the exponential of the adjoint. Well, let us now the main theorem. A non-degenerate simple Lie algebra containing a minimal inner ideal, containing minimal inner ideal, is the sum of all its minimal inner ideal. I remember when Bruce asked me this question in the conference in Sevilla about this is possible to get all the sum of. This is the theorem. In fact, for any minimal inner ideal B of L, we can express L as a sum of B and all is conjugate, taking the kind of elementary automorphism I had presented before. Well, for me it has been very difficult. I have no time to give the detail or the proof of this result, but I would like to present some of the notion and technique involved in the proof. Well, an element E of L will be called a volume regular if a nilpotent of index nilpotent 3, and this element belong to the principal inner ideal general V. This element were introduced by George and Benka, but without any name. We are not baptized, no? I think that I have studied this element and can be, has right to be called von Neumann regular, because this notion is compatible with the corresponding notion in the associative and in the Jordan case, well, under suitable restriction. The other important notion is the idempotent. This is a notion similar to the same notion of idempotent for Jordan pair. Consider it a couple of elements. We say that this is an idempotent where the two elements are regular. You have the condition, and if you take this element F, you take the bracket the bracket EF and F, we obtain an SL2 triple. This is the definition. Well, as in the associative and Jordan case, any regular element in Ali algebra gives rise to an idempotent. This is very important result that can be obtained by combining what is actually in the paper, by combining result by Seligman, Jacobson, Benkar. For example, the first, consider a non-zero regular element, and then if for any choice of A, this is the philosophy, for any choice of A, we can construct an idempotent. Second, if you take an idempotent and put A as usual, then this is very known, the adjoint of A is semi-simple, and you obtain a 5-degree Lie algebra, taking the corresponding Engine space relative to the adjoint of A. Remember that some told us any simple, simple having a nine nilpotent element has a phi grabbing. Well, if you take the outer components, you obtain two inner ideal, that abelian inner ideal that coincide with the corresponding principal inner ideal generated by F, E and F. Suppose in addition that L is non-degenerate, then you have in the classical a non-degenerate Jordan pair. This is the usual, the triple Prada is given by the double commutator. This Jordan pair is non-degenerate and contains an invertible element, so comes from a unital Jordan algebra. And finally, this inner ideal are minimal. If one is minimal, the another is minimal, and this is equivalent to say that the Jordan pair associated to them is a division Jordan pair. Well, the idea of the proof of the theorem 2-3 is to construct idempotent starting from an idempotent. And then the construction is via the elementary automorphism defined there. For example, if you take an idempotent and take the elementary automorphism defined by minus f, you can obtain this idempotent. In order to illustrate this situation, consider the classical example of SL2, take E, F, H, and then we construct this part of the idempotent, and we know that we can express L as sum of this minimal, these are one-dimensional, inner ideal, and all these are conjugate. This is now the first corollary. Let L be a non-degenerate simple Lie algebra. Any two minimal inner ideal are conjugate under an elementary automorphism. Moreover, if we consider two idempotents, two minimal idempotents, the corresponding Jordan division pair denoted, you remember, by BE1 F1, BE2 F2 are isomorphic. This allows us to associate a division Jordan pair, I denote by DJP, with any simple non-degenerate Lie algebra containing abelian minimal inner ideal. For instance, if you take the classical special linear Lie algebra, that you observe that the division Jordan pair is the Jordan pair defined by the field F. Well, and here we have the definition of the circle. The circle of a non-degenerate Lie algebra is defined by the sum of all minimal inner ideals. Now we have the so-called theorem that reproduces exactly the result in the associative and Jordan case. Let L be a non-degenerate Lie algebra containing minimal inner ideal. Well, otherwise the so-called is zero. Yeah, and it's also defined. So-called is a direct sum of simple ideas. The second is for any ideal I of L, the circle of I is the intersection of the circle of L with I. The circle is coincide with is perfect and coincide with the circle of the derivative algebra of L. Here another result important for the corollary that the circle is an essential ideal if and only if any non-zero ideal of L contains a minimal inner ideal. This is clearly a situation in the Artinian or particularly finite dimensional case. As corollary, we explain that a non-degenerate Artinian Lie algebra has essential circle and the circle is a direct sum of finally many simple ideas. And here some remarks. Semisimple finite dimensional Lie algebra over a field of characteristic zero are non-degenerate and coincide with the circle. This, for example, if we consider Lie algebra with the field is not of characteristic zero, we cannot say it. Well, however, this does not hold in general for non-degenerate Artinian Lie algebra. Moreover, a non-degenerate Artinian Lie algebra contains abelian minimal linear ideal. This is important in order to classify the Lie algebra. If and only it has non-zero and nilpotent element. So in the split case. Well, now I'm going to the relation between the associative circle and the Jordan circle. I remember the circle of non-degenerate Jordan pair defining by using minimal inner ideal. Well, suppose that we have a non-degenerate Lie algebra with a gradient and take the Jordan pair defined by the outer component. Then the circle of the Jordan circle is compatible with the Lie circle. We obtain from here that the circle satisfies the descending chain condition on principal inner ideal. I remember a question similar that Kevin helped me to solve for Jordan triple system and Jordan pair. The last result is let L be a simple non-degenerate Lie algebra with a non-trivial trigrady. Then I'll coincide with the circle if and only the associated Jordan pair coincides with the circle. In this case, the circle of L is isomorphic. Well, is, well, so called coincides with that, is isomorphic to the Tisch-Cantor coefficient of V. This is the three gravity situation. And here is the relation with the associative focal. Consider now simple associative algebra, and we denote by R prime overlying this algebra. Then this is a simple non-degenerate Lie algebra. Moreover, this Lie algebra contains abelian minimal inner ideal if and only R coincides with the focal, and it is not a division algebra, it's the capacity greater than one. Well, even you can, if you represent the associative algebra as there, you can describe the division Jordan pair and the centroid. The centroid in this case is isomorph to the centroid of R. In the division Jordan pair is given by the coordinate division ring of the associative algebra. Well, in the case of associative algebra with involution, I must introduce the notion of isotropic involution, given by the an element is isotropic if we have A star A equals zero, and the involution is isotropic if R contains non-zero isotropic element. Consider the case element, the case of Axel dual vector space. We can consider, suppose that there is different possibility. Here we consider the disjunctive that either A isometric, in this case delta is a field with the identity of involution, or skew Hermitian, and in the first case we call the involution orthogonal, skew Hermitian in the second. And I must note that one element is isotropic in our thing if and only its image is a totally isotropic subspace. And here we have an annotation, it's borrowed from Olet Smirnov paper, so I may remember, I imagine I remember. Well, and here is the version for the Lie algebra given. Let R be a simple associative algebra with involution, suppose that the center is zero or the dimension is greater than 16. Then this is a simple non-degenerate Lie algebra, and this Lie algebra contains abelian minimal inner ideal if and only R coincides with the focal as associative algebra, and the involution is isotropic. And here you have the two possibilities with the description in both cases of the division Jordan pair associated and the centroid. Well, and here has the theorem describing the simple non-degenerate Lie algebra containing minimal abelian minimal inner ideal. Well, here I take the restriction 7 because I use the Olet Smirnov paper, and this restriction must be considered. So we have three possibilities: the finite dimension excessional case, but we must consider that this is thing of non-zero and nilpotent element, split case. Well, we have the when R is simple associative with coincide with the circle and it's not a division algebra, and the case of a simple associative algebra with involution and non-zero circle and with the isotropic involution. This is the well, the importance here is that what this result can be obtained by using Fermanov's theorem, classifying finite driving, the inner structure of associative ring due to Venkar, and the technique developed by Olet Smirnov in the paper refining the Fermanov's theorem. Well, the important for us is to find natural example, infinite dimensional natural example. I was very happy when I found the notion of finitary Lie algebra, and here, because it's the natural sort of example. A Lie algebra of a field F is said to be finitary if it is isomorphic to a Lie algebra of finite rank operator on a vector space X over. this important, you must think we are dealing with infinite dimensional Lie algebra. Well, infinite dimensional finitary central simple Lie algebra over afterlife of characteristic zero were classified by Baryonov in 1999. Sub-algebra, you can verify, is non-degenerate and agree with the circle, although it does not necessarily contain abelian minimal linearities. Here we found the characterization we find to have minimal linearities. A central simple non-degenerate Lie algebra over a field F of characteristic zero contain abelian minimal linearities. This containing minimal linearities is finitary if and not if the associated division Jordan pair is PI. And it's important because it's not just finite dimension, appear the Clifford-Jordan pair, the division Jordan pair. As a consequence, in particular, we have that the most classical case, let F be an algebraic closed field of characteristic zero. For a simple Lie algebra over F, the following conditions are equivalent. L is finitary over F, L is non-degenerate and contain one-dimensional inner ideas. According to Baryonov's classification, the infinite dimensional finitary simple Lie algebra over an algebraic closed field of characteristic zero are the special finitary Lie algebra defined by a pair, infinite dimensional pair of dual vector space of F, the finitary orthogonal Lie algebra defined by a non-degenerate quadratic form on a infinite dimensional vector space, or the finitary special simplistic Lie algebra. Well, to finish, we know that all these algebra are localized finite, but the two first are actually three-graded, but the third is three-graded if and only the vector space can be expressed as a direct sum totally isotropic subspace. Moreover, the third is split if and only is split in the sense of Stewart and Neff, is split if X and Y have dual bases. This is, for example, the case when the vector space has dimension contour. And in the second, the second and the third example are split if and only if X is an orthogonal sum of a hyperbolic plane. This is always the case if the dimension is contained. Well, thank you very much. No, because I avoid the generation. No, but yes, I have a sample in the first paper. I consider central extension. So the my first paper published in the communication analysis, I characterize the central extension by using a series. Thank you.
Lie algebra
as induced by associative algebra? Well, you must consider the question, for example, of the center. Remember I told the very bad. Of course, is the associative algebra is no bad. You can.